And a good Friday morning to you. Welcome to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis producing things on the other side of the glass, and it's Riley County Police Department Day here, the fourth Friday of the month, and we're talking today with Captain Josh Kyle, who's pinch-hitting for Director Dennis Butler today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. He's out of town right now. He's got some things that he's taking care of and asked me to cover, so we'll see how I do.
Well, I think we've had you on before. I think you'll do just fine.
I'll do my best.
Well, it's good to have you. It's always nice when we get a chance to talk to the police department here, because I feel like a good relationship with the police department goes a long way for us in the media here. You guys do a great job of updating us whenever there's things going on. And, you know, I know that you've had a challenging week over there at the headquarters this week with two gas leaks back-to-back days.
Yes, it was very interesting. I had to call some folks and let them know not to come down to the police department because there was no way to get into the station. And that brought up a thing that we've been thinking about for quite some time, and that is when the building was first put in. I remember at the time Director Watson talking about, well, there's only one way in and out of the police department. What happens if that road gets closed? And so it was something we've always discussed and thought about from time to time, but we never really got too serious about it. But now that it's happened and we've had an incident that kept us from moving inside and outside the police department, you know, you can imagine a major emergency and trying to get our equipment out to the scene and not being able to do that because the road's closed. It's brought up again, what's our emergency exit? You know, how do we handle that? So I think that's going to be coming up in the near future.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, just where you're located at, it seems like a decent location, but yeah, that frontage road kind of cuts off access.
It does. And, you know, we've got a lot of questions about, and it's we're surrounded by two major highways, of course. And so how do you do that and do that safely? But we need some sort of backup plan.
Yeah. As far as, you know, getting inmates, I know you have to transfer them a lot to the courthouse. And what was the deal with that, those 2 days? Did you have people having to stay somewhere or delays in court hearings, anything like that?
No, I'm not aware of anything major interruptions that occurred. The biggest thing was, well, we had a couple issues. First off, we had to tell everybody, hey, you can't get to the police department for a while. And so fortunately, it didn't last a tremendous amount of time, but to have it, you know, back to back created a little bit of inconveniences. But I'm not aware of any major issues that occurred. Fortunately, our officers are deployed 24/7, so we had a contingent out in the field. The big issue would have been, what if we had had a major emergency and we'd had to get our special equipment out there? That would have been a problem, or additional officers or additional resources. The other issue that we had come up was just a matter of course, it cut off our natural gas too. And so as an emergency facility, that can be a big deal.
Did you guys have to evacuate at all?
We did not. I wasn't in the building quite at the time, but there were some discussions, and we ultimately concluded that, especially with the jail and everything, we needed to stay put.
Okay. Well, that poses all sorts of questions if that would have to come up here. Good that it didn't have to. You know, we also read the county commission talked a little bit about this yesterday, but about an evidence room that's had some ventilation problems there. Can you talk to that a little bit? Or?
Right. So hopefully I'll get this correct, and I'll be corrected on Monday if I don't. So my understanding, and this has always been somewhat of an issue, but it got really bad about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, when fentanyl came along. We started having officers getting sick from getting exposure to fentanyl. And as you probably heard, fentanyl just takes a little bit of exposure. And it will absorb through your sweat, through your skin. It's really dangerous stuff. So the end result is that a lot of – oh, there's also concerns that as you try to compress it, normally what we do is vacuum seal drugs. And as you do that, of course, it's starting to push some of that out into the air. Well, again, if it only takes a tiny little bit of fentanyl, you can potentially breathe that in or get some of it on your skin, and now you're affected. So what we've been told, generally speaking, is we're not going to vacuum seal our drugs that go into evidence. Well, that also includes everything, including marijuana. Well, you might be aware that marijuana has very, what I call odoriferous, has a very strong and distinct smell. And you can imagine over time, we accumulate quite a bit of it in our evidence room. And the next thing you know, all of our evidence room smells like marijuana and other drugs because it's not vacuum sealed. It's not airtight anymore because we're concerned about how we, well, I wouldn't say airtight. It's not contained the same way it was before. And now we're getting a lot more odor from it. So we have some concerns for our evidence staff. There's other materials down there besides just drugs that we have a concern about them breathing in. You can imagine some of the things that we take in, everything from dried blood to drugs and other things that we get at scenes. So we want to create a healthy environment for our staff. It's not one of those things that when you're putting a facility together, you necessarily think about. And again, some of our procedures have changed and really highlighted the need for us to exchange air in that facility, that part of their facility.
Yeah, I mean, people can joke all they want. People getting high just by the contact from the smells, but people can actually get pretty sick from it.
You can, and you can imagine working in an environment day in and day out where you're having to breathe some of that stuff in, and it's noticeable. When you go into evidence, so if an officer wants to get some evidence for court, you go into the main area, they buzz you in, and as soon as you walk in, you notice it. It's very strong, and so it's something that needs to be taken care of.
And it looks like it will be done here pretty soon, as the Riley County Commission approved funds for that yesterday at their meeting. We got a phone call real quick. Let's get to them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
You know, with the prisoners there in the jail, if we have a cold winter, you may need to have a standby gas tank there on property that would keep some kind of heat going in the jail. We really need your county police. We really need to move out to the county yard so you can have access to the game day, the north end, and the city's moving north and west. You need some way to access that and not be trapped back there in a corner by Wildcat Creek.
Well, that's a really good point. And as far as prisoners, I'll mention this very quickly. I'll quickly move out of my area of expertise, but I do know we have a number of contingencies in place for in case of fire. We have evacuation plans, and we have drills every once in a while that we run. So we do have some contingencies to run that we run from time to time, and we have in place. The other thing that's come up recently, and I know Director Butler has mentioned it very briefly publicly, is the issue of the potential for a substation down in Aggieville. And I'm not talking like the one we have now, which is fairly small. It's very utilitarian, but with the bringing of a parking garage in the Aggieville area, there's discussions about having a sizable police presence and substation as part of that parking garage. Right now it's talk. Right now there's a number of issues that we have to work out. But one of the things it does do is what you're talking about. It allows us a secondary place to deploy our resources that are centralized in the city of Manhattan. And that's very interesting.
All right. Thank you for the call there. Has there also been discussion about facilities improvements overall for your headquarters?
Correct. I mean, our building is 20 years old, and the design goes beyond that. And so, as you can imagine, police departments grow with their communities, and we also have a lot of needs. Our needs change over time, just like anywhere else. And we're finding ourselves with some space restrictions.
All right. Just from the outside, you wouldn't know it because it looks like a fantastic facility from the outside.
Oh, it is. I mean, we're very grateful. But one of the things you don't realize is that I would say something in the neighborhood of 2/3 to 3/4 of that building is actually jail facility. Mm. Now, there's a number of options that we can look at. It doesn't necessarily mean we need to move the whole police station. The substation is one possible option. We also have the range issue that's coming up right now, and there's some training things that we can do out there that would help alleviate some space concerns. One of the big issues that we're concerned about right now is our dispatch center. It's crammed up pretty tight in there, and they're needing some additional space, including some training space. They're needing a couple of consoles that they can dispatch out of for training purposes. As you can imagine, it's a very intensive job, especially when it comes from a training perspective, and they need additional resources in order to do that, rather than trying to train everybody on a live system.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what comes of that. Again, we're talking with RCPD Captain Josh Kyle. You're on In Focus. It's RCPD Day on In Focus. We'll take a break. If you got any phone calls, give us a call, 785-537-1350. More In Focus after this.